The state government is investing in nature and heritage-based tourism in SA. Big Duck Boat Tours is one of the recipients of the Nature-Based Tourism Co-Investment Fund, with money for a new boat and tour around the Encounter Marine Park. Marketing manager Joel Hirsch joins me now. Hi there, Joel.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Congrats on the funding.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's worth over $300,000. So what will that mean for Big Duck Boat Tours?
Yeah, well, it basically means that we can purchase a brand new vessel, which means we can expand our current operations and head out and see a lot more of the coastline.
Ah, great. So, yeah, I hear that it'll be a tour, like a new special tour between Warina Cove and Rapid Head. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So we already operate off the coast, mostly around Victor Harbour and in Encounter Bay. Looking at the offshore islands, doing dolphin and seal tours, and this time of year heading out to have a look at the southern right whales that migrate to our coast as well. And with the new tour and the new boat, we'll be able to extend our operations and have a boat based in Warina Cove, and then we'll be able to do some shorter tours down the coastline there, and then also do a beautiful long tour all the way from Warina, right around Cape Jervis and along the coast back to Victor Harbour.
Oh, beautiful, and you can see some pretty incredible stuff when you head along there, can't you?
Absolutely amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I know there's dolphins sometimes, sea lions, long-nose fur seals and all sorts of other... just the beauty of the coastline as well, I imagine.
Real rugged sort of epic coastline. We see lots of it, I guess, in Instagram and things these days of that beautiful coastline, particularly around sort of Rapid Head and Rapid Bay, those beautiful little inaccessible coves and things. And we'll be able to cruise right along that coastline and actually take visitors to all these little hidden beaches along the way.
Oh, great. Does that mean you'll be able to hire some more people as well?
Yeah, we will. So we'll definitely be needing more crew, and also we'll be needing skippers as well. So running another vessel, we already run boats into the Coorong as well. And so now with the Big Duck, we'll be running a second vessel. So we'll definitely be needing more staff.
How has tourism been since COVID struck?
Yeah, it's been a up and down cycle. I think the same for a lot of businesses with border closures and lockdowns and things like that. So it has been a little bit tumultuous. Luckily, we don't have a heavy reliance on international markets. And now with the obvious domestic sort of market, it's been overwhelmingly pretty positive coming out of the back of lockdowns. Lots of South Aussies getting out and seeing their own backyard. We get that comment sort of daily of people sort of, oh, we've been meaning to do this, and they're finally getting around and sort of ticking it off their bucket list, which is fantastic. So while it has been up and down, there's certainly some positives to come out of the back of COVID and changing patterns of domestic travel.
So, yeah, and then, of course, investments like this one and also the Great State Visitor experiences, which I believe you took part in.
Yeah, the Great State Vouchers were an incredible boost for us, particularly for being valid in May, June and July. The bookings just went absolutely crazy. The phones and the bookings and the online bookings through that program just went mental. So just through the Great State Vouchers, we ended up carrying an extra about 2,000 passengers for the Big Duck Boat Tours. So we had to put extra tours on and it's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, cool. That's excellent to hear. So when are we going to be able to get on the new boat and check out the new tour, Joel?
Yeah, well, we're actually purchasing or getting a new boat being built in Western Australia as we speak. That's not for the grant, but that was to replace our existing Big Duck and increase our capacity. So it's a slightly larger vessel. And that one should be set to arrive hopefully in the next month or two, and that'll increase our capacity at Victor Harbour. And that means that our existing boat that we use in Victor Harbour will be able to start over in Warina, hopefully for about the October school holidays this year, and then we'll start doing these new tours while a second vessel that will be being built in Western Australia as a part of this Department of Environment and Water grant.
Oh, very cool.
Received.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, congratulations. Big things ahead. I hope it all goes well, and thanks for your time.
No problems at all. Thank you.